This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
A very special guest. We've got Mim Jensen on the line. Have a chat about all things good, her latest EP, her tour. She's playing in Dunedin on Saturday. How are you doing, Mim?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, yeah. So kicking it off, I guess, your sophomore EP, Shadow of a Gift, was released a couple of months ago. Congrats.
Thank you so much.
How's it been? Yeah, having it out. How's it been?
Amazing. Yeah, it feels so good to finally have it out. It was like a year in the making, and yeah, I'm stoked that now I'm finally getting to play these songs live.
Yeah, so exciting. What was the process of like making it and writing all the songs and recording and all of that like?
It was interesting because I'd already had like 20 songs written prior to the EP, but we'd sort of started working on a couple songs, but I was writing sort of like all this new material as well, and I actually ended up recording most of the new material I was writing when we started working in the studio, so it was quite interesting that it worked out that way. Yeah, but it's really special that it did work out that way because all the songs from the EP are sort of like different stories from that same time in my life, so it's really cool.
Yeah, they feel like really, like, I don't know if like raw is the right word, but like really like heartfelt and stuff, like
thank you.
You went into the studio to record them all. Was that your first time going into the studio, or?
It was my first time working with Will.
Yeah.
Which was sick. He's got a really awesome little home studio in New Brighton in Christchurch.
Oh, that's cool.
Very homey vibe, right opposite the beach. And it took, I think it was like a year we spent working on the EP, so.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the songs we wrote together. And then would have got the band in to play their parts. And a lot of it was really just building the songs from the ground up, like starting with the acoustic guitar and vocals and then building from there, which I really appreciated.
Yeah, for sure. Have you worked like with that process before, or is that how you make most of your songs, or is it just like special to this EP and working with Will?
Just special to this EP, but previously the last EP, it was all sort of live tracks. So, just like did 11-hour days for 4 days, and then
that's so rough.
I love working that way because you work really hard and like you see it pay off really quickly. But so this was such a different process, and I think there's pros and cons to both. But the way that this one worked was very special, and I'm so glad that I got to work with Will.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have a favorite song that you made from the EP?
Oh, it's a tough one. Mm. I really love Past Life, but I also really love PTP.
Yeah.
And I can't really choose. I mean, PTP is the most fun to play live for me, but Past Life is very dear to my heart and helped me work through a lot of stuff. So, yeah, I'm grateful for both.
For sure. And the lead single, Germaphobe, what was... the writing process of that one specifically, like why did you choose that to be the lead single
off my first EP?
Oh fuck, that is off the first EP, sorry.
Okay.
we can talk about Germaphobe. What was the lead single of Shadow of a Gift?
The first one was Same Blood.
That's right, yes. What was the writing process of that? I just like got, I don't even know why I wrote down Germaphobe. What was the writing process of that? Why did you choose that one as the lead single?
Well, Same Blood is probably the most vulnerable one out of all of them. And kind of, I don't know, that one is kind of like a heavy hitter in its own sort of way. And it just felt like a really important story to tell. And one that I guess... not many people really talk about, you know, like rifts within family dynamics and things like which is why I kind of led with that, because there's a lot of emotional weight to that one and it felt right.
Yeah, kind of sets up the vulnerability for the rest of the EP, I guess.
It's the tone, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Nice. And then you're playing in Dunedin at Pearl Diver this Saturday with Becca Caffin. How excited are you? Yeah.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I've wanted to play a show with Becca for ages. Yes. So I'm really stoked that she was free and keen. So
always.
Yeah, it'll be really fun. Yeah. Yes.
How long has it been since you played a show in Dunedin?
I played One Fest in 2022. But this is my first headline show in Dunedin ever.
That's so exciting. Oh my gosh.
I know. Yeah. I'm so excited for Dunedin. It's always such a fun time.
Yeah. Have you got anything special planned?
Just the show. Yeah. We're driving down on the day and then heading back the next day.
Oh, so that's a rough trip.
I know, but I really want to try.
Yeah.
Do some things in the morning before we head back to Christchurch.
Hopefully. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you played in Christchurch last Friday. How was that at Space Academy?
Oh man, it was so fun.
Yeah.
And it just went so smoothly, and like we all had such a good time, and I did a lolly scramble at the end.
That's sick.
Did my first guitar solo.
Milestones.
I've been training this month.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I was going to ask what was your favourite part, but like I feel like you've just hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah. Special moments.
Yes. What am I going to say? What was I going to say? What's your favourite part about touring in general, really? Because have you done lots around?
I've done a fair bit now. Nothing ever like too long. But I'd say the most fun part is obviously getting to play, but I think just getting to be silly goofy with my bandmates, and just I feel like there's this thing that happens on tour because you're so tired, like you kind of revert back to like this like childlike state because you're like a little bit fragile, a little bit vulnerable, but it allows this space to just be really silly. Just have fun with your friends. I think it's like an indescribable feeling, but it's definitely the highlight.
That's so fun. A little bit of crazy, a little bit of delusion, I guess, right? Like
a little bit unhinged.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Have you got anything planned for New Zealand or touring later in the year, or is that all under wraps at the moment?
I am planning.
Yeah.
I've got some things in my brain that I want to make happen. Exciting. Nothing really like set in stone.
Yeah.
But it's definitely on the cards, and more music to come as well.
Yes. Very nice. Yeah. Very exciting. Well, I think that's about all I've got to ask you. Was there anything else you wanted to add before we wrapped up?
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah,
can't
it's going to be fun. I'm
excited,
I can't wait either. It's going to be a great time. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me as well.
Thank you so much for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Make sure you listen to Shadow of a Gift by Mim Jensen. Also listen to Germaphobe if you want. That's off our other EP. And come to the gig on Saturday.
The gig.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much. This is Same Blood by Mim Jensen on Radio 1 91 FM.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.